Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, before we go ahead and have a seat, before we go on Facebook, there's a couple things I want to show you. And to do that, I can't really be on Facebook because they'll snub you because of broadcasting it without permission or something like that. But anyway, what we've been talking about here and in the course of our daily lives, what it really requires of us is courage. And there's a short video clip by a gentleman called T.G. Jakes. Some of you have heard him before. Maybe this is the first time. He's a very, very, very passionate speaker. So we have that queued up. I'm going to have Jeffrey go ahead and play that here. Courage. All right, God bless you. What do you think about that, huh? That's really something. So you can get the point. You watch that every morning, get things started, your day started like that. Your mind starts gravitating towards, hey, yeah, I'm going to go out. I'm going to be helpful to people. I'm going to think good thoughts. I'm not going to withdraw if I get offended. And you know what? It's going to happen. It is going to happen. So what's your response to it going to be? There you go, courage. And for those of you on Facebook, I did play two videos ahead of time here this morning, and I'll have those posted on our website because it just works out better that way than broadcasting it on Facebook Live. But we're in part four of Slaying the Giants, and it's been a wonderful blessing to be able to share and to teach and to hold forth the scriptures about different topics. We've talked about worry. No one ever does that. Fear. We've talked about the need to always be what? Right. The need to always be right. And this morning we're going to talk about another giant. It's called negativity and a bad attitude. Anybody ever been there? I didn't see everybody raise their hand. I want to see every hand in this room. Oh, up. Yeah? Okay. We've all had those moments where we've been down. We've looked at things not through rose-colored glasses. We make statements. We react. We respond. We don't see the glass half full. We see the glass half empty. How much worse can it get? This day is going really bad. We say things, sometimes unconsciously, without even thinking about what we're saying, that like Vicky was saying, they just lend themselves to the fruit of what it is you're saying. Amen? I mean, this can be proved over and over and over again. The man who says he can and the man who says he can't are what? Both right. The man who says he can and the man who says he can't are both right. See? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And we know God's word is right. That's the thing. See? It's our attitude that will really make the difference in situations. Not our aptitude. See? It's our attitude towards things, towards people, towards circumstances. See? You know, the term attitude refers to an individual's mental state, which is based on his or her beliefs or value system. Emotions and the tendency to act in a certain way. What you think and what is in your heart will come tumbling out of your mouth and you will act a certain way. You may be the nicest person in the world, but if you're saying things that are contrary, there's a good chance your behavior will follow suit. Your attitude, your behavior follows your attitude. You know, Dr. Ware will say, your attitude towards the Word of God determines your spirituality. That was a statement that was made back in the 80s or 70s. I still believe that to be true today. Your attitude of your heart, your mind, it's a huge factor. You know, your attitude, it reflects how you think, how you feel, And then how you behave in a given situation is a reflection of how you think about things, what your attitude is towards things. Our perception of life, the circumstances we face, and the various situations that we are involved in will be greatly affected by our attitude. You take the great coaches, Vince Lombardi, John Wooden, even the coaches playing, whose teams are playing today in the Super Bowl, they are working with these guys to get their attitude up to a certain point, like, you guys can do this. You're a winner. And yet we look at verses like Romans 8:37. It says, yeah, we are more than conquerors in every situation. You are more than conquerors. You are what the Word of God says you have. You have what the Word of God says you have. You can do what the Word of God says you can do, but can you see yourself doing it? You know, Jesus made the big promise, right? John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Well, can you see yourself ministering wholeness to someone, maybe raising someone from the dead? Because if you can't see yourself doing it, how will you ever do it? Your mind will follow whatever pictures you put into it. If you meditate upon the scriptures, God will give you a picture of your ability to be more than a conqueror, to be prosperous, to walk in the steps of Jesus Christ. We have so undervalued. This is why I keep talking about this thing about faith. I asked somebody the other day, wonderful person. I said, explain to me the camera analogy from the Blue Book, chapter 1. He's like, what? He's like, I've only been studying that for like 45 years. I mean, I need more time. If some of you have never seen that, there's a series of collateral readings. The Blue Book, chapter 1. What was the name of it? Release from your prisons. Release from your prisons. In there, there's an analogy of how a camera works and how we get the desired result as a result of putting into application with clarity and focus and exposure to the light to get the desired result. That's really what the camera analogy is about. See, it's really something. We haven't even gotten to the Bible yet. This is a preview here. But see, there's got to be something to it because Hebrews 11:1 says, "For faith is the evidence of things not seen." Well, you know what then? We must need to get our faith up into the realm of the impossible. Because if it's possible for us to do it by our five senses, why does that require faith, spiritual faith? It doesn't. So do we really know what faith is, how it works? Could you teach somebody how to exercise faith to get a desired result? It's an interesting question. You know, Romans, it says that God called those things that are not as though they are. He didn't call those things that are as though they are not. Now, there's a difference. I have somebody says you have cancer. You say, no, I don't. Doctor says, you look at the x-ray, yes, you do. You say, no, I don't. It's not denying what you have physically. It's that the Word of God and God's ability and God's miraculous power is in the realm of the impossible. And as you put on the truth and the promises of God, you exercise faith. Because what does God say about healing? God's not afraid of cancer, is he? Or any other thing that mankind can put a label on. Okay, let's talk about finances. Let's talk about my state of mind. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. Well, yeah, I know, but my bills are due and I'm getting behind. But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory. Meditate upon that word. Think upon that word. Confess that word. Believe that word. It will come to pass. God is the one who works in the realm of the impossible. See, we get so limited in just working in the realm of the possible. How about challenging yourself to rise above? Take the courage to have a goal, a dream that's beyond your ability to accomplish. That's God's realm. Man, sometimes we so limit what God is really able and willing and wanting to do in our lives because of where our little tiny brain cells are. We exercise faith. It says without faith, it is impossible to please God. Wow. So then my question really becomes, what is faith and are we exercising it? Man, those are some soul-searching questions. But they're great ones. You see, our victory in life, like we talked about, living this victorious life, it's going to be greatly influenced by our attitude towards it. Because if you're in victim mode, well, I hate to say it, but good luck. Because you're just a victim. You're just wandering from incident to incident. Because all of life is, that's a negative attitude. That is a negative attitude. Nothing helps me. Nothing's going good for me. Okay. Because you get the result of what you're thinking about, what you're talking about, what you feel like. Forget your feelings. I know that's a challenge. Courage. God, that guy, man, he just like, it brings me to tears sometimes. Is there anyone in here who has the courage to make a difference? We're not average people. We are spirit-filled sons and daughters of God who have been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. And this is the only life we have to live and give and try it out. Try it out, man. And it doesn't mean you have to quit your job and be full-time minister. Come on. Be the best that you can be in wherever you are in your life. The Spirit of God is there with you, you know. You just love people. You embody the characteristics and qualities of Jesus Christ and all that he's given to us so freely. These lights are having quite a time, aren't they? You know, this Bible right here, which we consider to be what? The Word of God, right? It's full of wise exhortation, wisdom, and spiritual food. Spiritual food. Yum, 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 yum. It's better than brunch, you know? Better than the finest brunch you've ever been to. $100 a plate. Who can eat $100 worth of food? I can't. I know McCall and some of these guys, they try down here, but... You know, I have said this before and you've heard it before. Spiritual inability and weakness is due to one of two things. Improper spiritual food or neglect of the Word of God. So you're dying on the vine. You're starving. See? Start eating. What's stopping you? You, or maybe it is that you've tried so long to make the Word of God happen in your life and you've seen no results, so it's kind of like, well, I'll just go along with it anyway. Why don't we just put it to the test? You know, God said in Malachi, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive. And you're like, yeah, that was Old Testament though. I don't want that. Really? You know, there's so many scriptures. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Try them out. Hey, you only got so many days left on this earth. So do I. So I can imagine. I can only imagine. I probably will drop to my knees and dance before Jesus and whatever else. I don't even know. I mean, that's just trying to somehow describe the way we'll feel. But that day will come whether we're ready for it or not. Let's live this day, this day, this day. Make up your mind today So as we begin to journey through this topic here for the next few minutes, we will see that God has such a rich and full and rewarding journey to those who will walk in faith and in the power of the mind or the attitude of Jesus Christ. Do you think Jesus Christ had an attitude? I mean, I know that's interpreted so many different ways in our world, but he's got an attitude. They didn't talk like that in the Middle East, I don't think. You know? All right, let's look at Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. There's just some great sections. We won't have to go to a lot of them, because you already got my point. Your attitude is a big deal. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. What? Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus had a mind. Jesus had to control his mind. He had to control his thinking. You ever think a bad thought might have crossed through Jesus' mind? Or was he just exempt? Full immunization. I mean, once he was born, you know, he just never had an issue. How could that be? He got beat. Yeah, he got vaccinated, right. Says he was all points tempted as we are, yet he didn't take it to the next level. I read this other verse, this other version here. It says, be free from pride-filled opinions, for they will only harm your cherished unity. Don't allow self-promotion to hide in your hearts, but in authentic humility, put others first and view others as more important than yourselves. What? Abandon every display of selfishness. Possess a greater concern for what matters to others instead of your own interests. This is impossible. And we have a God of the impossible. So you're going to walk by your five senses, or are you going to renew your mind, change it, and allow God to work in your life to the point that this character comes out? You say, oh, that's so hard to do. It's not that hard to do. Because in Romans 12, 2, it says, if you will renew your mind, that God will transform you. And you won't even recognize yourself because you're not doing it. God is doing the hard work. He's doing the heavy lifting. All he says is, renew your mind. Like, can you do that? Yeah. I've given you the Lamborghini. I've given you the keys, full tank of gas. Well, it sure be nice to get in that car and go for a ride. Start it up. Go for a ride. Oh, yeah, verse 5. And consider the example that Jesus, the anointed one, has set before us. Let his mindset or his attitude become your motivation. You mean I could have the same attitude of heart and mind that Jesus had? Yes. Amen. Yes. And I'm not taking no for an answer. We do have it. So you know what, guys? Our quest is living out the spirit nature of Christ to do exactly what these verses are talking about. And if we're not living from the inside out, then we're conflicted. Because my meat is to do the Father's will. Well, it's Christ in you. Guess what? Our desires are his desires. We have that inner desire to accomplish and do what he did. And he's given us the power to do it. The quality and character of Jesus Christ is in us, and it has such great potential to bring life and light to a world that is in such great need. Amen? Have you turned on the news lately? We are in a world that has such great need. The choice we can make each and every day is to walk with a positive and productive attitude of heart and mind, just like Jesus did. You think he had days where he got up and he felt like, forget it. I am so tired. I'm so burned out. All these people. I mean, like I said, fed 5,000 yesterday. Then I went on and did healings, cast out devils, and did all these other things. You know, I need a day for myself. You know, I need to go down to the Jerusalem resort and hang out, have a massage, you know, and get myself all like. You know what he did? He got alone, talked to God. Who do you think Jesus was? Just some, oh gosh. He's just such a great guy. He was a great guy. And he's with us. He's in us. He said to the disciples, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I'll be there. The personal presence, the spirit is better than the personal presence of Jesus Christ. See? As he looked to the Father and heard from God, he walked it out perfectly in every situation he faced. In every situation. And amazing it is as it is, he did not leave us alone to face our giants on our own. And there we sit. There we struggle. We're trying to do it in our own strength. All the time. I don't know what God must see. He's just shaking his head. He's so patient. He's just waiting, waiting, waiting. And, you know, finally we look up a little bit. Got the spirit nature in us. Somebody once said if they could pull the spirit out of you, you'd probably just fall over dead. Because it said the old man is dead. Crucified, dead, buried. So I don't know how they would ever pull the spirit out of you, but if they could, you'd just crumble right into a little pile of goo or something. Whatever. He did not leave us alone to face these giants on our own. What giant is it you're facing? You name it. Loneliness, health, weight problems, financial problems, work problems. I mean, it is endless. Well, why don't you just face them with the Spirit of God like David did? He ran up to a friggin' Goliath, 10 feet tall or whatever. He's a little boy, kind of. Said he ran towards the giant. He didn't run from the giant. He ran to the giant. Wow. Jesus sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to give us spiritual authority and power today and every day of our life. But unless you exercise it, you never see it. Devil's got you right where he wants you. But boy, he sure as heck doesn't want you operating it. That was his worst nightmare, that you might actually wake up someday and actually exercise the power of God within you. He's like, oh my gosh, they get it. You see, the only thing holding me back from living out the greatness of what I have already been given is me. I'm in the driver's seat. I'm the one that's choosing the thoughts I think. I'm the one who's choosing the decisions I make. Wow. You know, the truth is, really, I have a choice every day, every morning, and throughout the day to change my mind and thoughts to align it with the truth of the Word of God, allowing the transformation process to occur in my life. Romans 12, 2. Let's look at it. Huh? Every day, every moment, I have the choice. Romans chapter 12. Hello to Anthony and your family and whoever else is watching over there in Africa. Bless your heart. Amen. Bless your heart. Romans 12, 2. I love this verse. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. To do this takes courage. Courage. Who amongst us will have the courage to be different? To not be the status quo. I'm not saying you have to go out and be, you know, whatever. Just the world's greatest lover. Let God transform you. Another version says, don't let the world around you squeeze it into its own mold, but let God remold your minds from within. Don't become so well adjusted to the culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Don't be so willing and desirous to conform to the world's standards. It's short-lived. It's unfruitful. We live in the world, but we're not of the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We have a message to bring to the world. So don't let the world and the culture do it. Go to that one slide there, Jeffrey, would you? And obviously, as you know, there are many other verses that we could go to, but these in Philippians and this in Romans, you know, it's simple. And that's why I really wanted to just say, it's simple. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. Man, you meet somebody who's positive, they're going to have a much more beneficial effect on you. You kind of want to engage with them. But somebody who's just negative and down and ornery and just cannot seem to see any good thing, got complaining all the time, you know, that's bad enough. But if it's a Christian doing that, that's horrible, horrible. It just must grieve God, you know, to see like all these things. Like, what do you want me to do so you'll at least lighten up a little bit? You could say something good. I mean, what is it that exactly is it you want? People don't even know what they want. If I ask these, a lot of people to write down what their goal in life are, what they really want, they couldn't tell you. Because most people don't know. You want money. What do you want money for? Pay your bills? Get out of debt? Is that really what the issue is? You need money to get out of debt? Or you need to make better decisions and choices and learn some things so you won't get into that situation again? Maybe it's both. I don't know. That's just one thing off the cuff here. So do the works of our Lord Jesus Christ. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Freely you have received. Freely give. What is the transformation that takes place when we renew our minds? Oh, I'm just peaceful and no one's bothering me. And, you know, I can just go about my own business and have everything I want just the way I want. The quality and characteristic of Jesus Christ is what we're being transformed into. Love, joy, peace, goodness, all these things in Galatians 5, those are all qualities and characteristics of Jesus. Good fruit, good fruit. Oh, my gosh. Attitude, it's a little thing, but it makes a big difference. You know, like Joel and Joyce, and that was Rick Warren in there, and Tony Evans, talking about that, making that choice every day, every day. Today, I'm going to make a choice to live differently. Because if you're waiting for the Wizard of Oz to touch your life with a magic wand, it ain't happening. God has already touched your life. What do you need the Wizard of Oz for? God has already touched your life. The truth is, you've already got it. Sometimes we just have to wake up to the reality of what we have. There's a great teaching series by Andrew Womack on You've Already Got It. It was startling to me. It's not that we have to get more from, what does God have to go in the back room and get your whatever it is you need? Let's see now. Tom, I better go looking, God is not like Santa Claus. He's not rewarding you based on your good behavior and bad behavior. Thank God. See, it's not a matter of receiving more from God. It's a matter of appropriating more of what we have already received. Because in Ephesians 1, it says we've already been blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Well, if that's true, then how many more are there to get? If Jesus, if it says in Peter that, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness by your, whose stripes you what? Were, past tense, were healed. So maybe there is a correlation between our renewed mind, the transformation process, and the realization and the appropriation of that which God has already given to us in the finished work of Jesus Christ. We don't have to get more. We have to appropriate what we've already been given through the work of Jesus Christ. How do you do that? Renew your mind. Transform yourself. Get into the Word. Speak positive things. Change your attitude. Because I can't do it for you. And the person sitting next to you can't do it for you either. But God Almighty works in the realm of the impossible. And if you think you're an impossible case, then you're ripe for God's deliverance in your life, as we all are. Amen? So, in closing, I can choose right now, today, to have a better attitude and to change my thinking to align it with the truth of what God says. God has given me the ability to do it. God has given me the ability to do it. I don't have to whip up. I don't have to go to the gym for 5 years to get the strength and the ability to do it. I got it already. We can all of us walk as more than conquerors in this life. And let's show the world what true freedom really looks like and how the power of God's love has a message to transform and bless this nation, this city, this community, and truly all of the nations around this world. All right, God bless you guys. I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you in Jesus Christ's name for it. Oh, man. What do you say, Father? The way you have worked, the things you have given to us, the ability we have to change our thinking in our minds, Father, may we work together as partners in the transformation process, that we do our part and you do yours, and you do so much better than we do. Thank you for God's people here today and around the world, and our brother Anthony and all the believers there in Africa, other folks who are watching or will be watching. God, we love you. We know that you work in the realm of the impossible, and help us to get our vision up. And help us to have the courage, Lord, that we can take action and step out in faith upon the things that look impossible to us, trusting you and knowing that you will not ever fail us. You'll never leave us, never forsake us, and never fail us. And that we can have that kind of mindset as we move forward throughout the rest of this day. We start again tomorrow, throughout tomorrow, then the next day, and stay faithful to the best of our ability, Father, until your Son returns. And we thank you. We love you. And thank you for this wonderful opportunity to have shared this subject. And may we take it to heart, Father, and live a more victorious life by slaying the giants. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. All right, God bless you guys. All right.
That was awesome.